Numbers chapter 10, verses 11 to 28. Israel sets out. The Israelites leave Sinai. On the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the Israelites left Sinai. But the point I want to make here, I think the point that's being made here in Scripture, is that when Israel set out, this is their first move. There's nothing of a rabble about it. It's all in order. The cloud lifted from above the tabernacle of the testimony. That's how they moved, just as God had instructed. Then the Israelites set out from the desert of Sinai. It was because the cloud moved, because God in his sovereignty had used Moses to instruct the Israelites about their troubles. And that's when they started to move. And they moved until the cloud came to rest in the desert of Paran. They set out this first time at the Lord's command. And that point is made in verse 13, at the Lord's command through Moses. And then we get the details of the order they set out in, the way the tabernacle was dealt with, the way the tabernacle was placed so that it could be set up first when they settled. The tabernacle is the utmost importance, the foremost part of it in verse 21 here we read. We read, the tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived. And it was all in accordance with God's provision and command, and it was all a question of obedience. Indeed, it was a remarkable feat, 2.5 million people. God must have been in it all. The cloud, God through the cloud, called the shots. It wasn't worldly wisdom. It wasn't clever scheming. It wasn't everybody doing what was right in his own eyes. It wasn't a clever scheme. It was all in accordance with the will and mind and revelation of God. This is a very important point. God is a God of order. He is a precise God. You remember John Rogers was accused one day. Mr. Rogers, the Puritan, you're a very precise man. Why are you so precise? He said, because I serve a precise God. And indeed, the Puritan's other nickname is Precisions. They were a disciplined people. God is a God of order. The tides, the moon, the setting and the rising of the sun and so on, is all in accordance with a strict timetable according to the mind of God. It's disciplined. It's not chaotic. Yes, brothers and sisters, in Christ we are free. But our Christian life is not a free-for-all. This is one of my objections to some of the New Covenant theology teaching. It gives the impression that we have liberty, yes, but that liberty is spilled over into laxity and license. No, not at all. We're still under the rule and law of God, the law of God in Christ, the law of Christ for us. I like this hymn. Some people object to hymns to the Holy Spirit, prayers to the Spirit, but allowing for that, come gracious Spirit, heavenly dove, with light and comfort from above, be thou our guardian, thou our guide, o'er every thought and step preside. Conduct us safe, conduct us far from every sin and hurtful snare. Here's the point. Lead to thy word that rules must give. Yes, even in the new covenant, the rule of Christ, the principle of Christ in Scripture, and teach us lessons how to live. The light of truth to us display, and make us know and choose thy way. Plant holy fear in every heart, that we from God may ne'er depart. Lead us to holiness, the road that we must take to dwell with God. Lead us to Christ, the living way, nor let us from thy pasture stray. Lead us to God, our final rest, in his enjoyment to be blessed. Lead us to heaven, the seat of bliss, where pleasure in perfection is. Lead us to thy word. Lead us away from laxity and license. Lead us to thy word that rules must give. Lead us to that place where you teach us lessons how to live through the Scriptures. The light of truth to us display. make us know and choose thy way, and so on. And I see that here in Numbers 10, 11 to 28. Israel sets out, but it's not a free-for-all. It's free, but not free-for-all. It's not a rabble. It's an ordered society. And may God speak to this world through the Ecclesia, an ordered company of God's people, ordered according to the mind and will of God in Scripture by His Spirit. And may we set out and camp just as God directs us. May the blessing of God rest upon this discourse and upon our lives for Christ's sake. Amen.